Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is TJ Walker. TJ Walker is a communication skills expert who has personally trained presidents of countries, prime ministers, U.S. senators, Nobel Peace Prize winners, and professional athletes. Walker has more than 3 million followers, students, and subscribers across more than 100 online course social media platforms, generating more than 1 million monthly views and visits. Walker is also the host of a daily 3-hour show on communication skills streamed across all major social media platforms. He is also the host and producer of 200 plus online video-based communication and personal development courses. Walker, welcome to the show.
Hi, Anna. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for today. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
It's absolutely completely changing everything. And I get tired of all the AI hype in most things, but when it comes to communication, specifically the ability for people to have digital interactive video clones, I think the hype doesn't do justice for it because it is completely transforming human communication. Here's what I mean. You know, for years and years and years, before you were born, for 40 years, I've been training executives face-to-face with a video camera, one-on-one or small groups. I'd have to fly to them. I've been to 45 countries. They fly to me. It's slow, it's cumbersome, but it really works with that one-on-one interaction. Then in the last 15 years, I've continued doing that, but I do online video-based courses. Those are great for me because it's scalable and I have 2 million students. But the average student just sort of sits back passively and watches. So you got the one extreme of one-on-one presidents, people who've got for a lot of money, but that rules out 99% of the world. You've got the other extreme of video, but that's linear. It's on demand. It's what the expert says. Now, with the power of artificial intelligence, you can have what seems like a one-on-one conversation, just like we're having right now, but I don't have to be there. My clone can answer anyone's questions at any time of day or night in 32 different languages. So people don't have to go and just listen to me lecture. You could go on right now and say, well, TJ, what do you think of my lighting and my backdrop? What do you think of what I'm wearing? And my clone can give you detailed feedback. My clone is programmed with my insights based on books I've written, courses I've done, primarily in the field of communication skills and personal development. But you could have a clone that does nothing but answer people's questions about artificial intelligence. You can program your clone to answer just as you would. That's what's so incredibly exciting. And I should say right out of the gate, I don't know anything about technology. I don't know a Python from a gigabyte from anything. What I have done is I've found a platform. This is now cycled down to the level of companies are building bits and pieces with 11 labs for the audio, OpenAI for the text. They're cobbling it together and it's now accessible to people. Some have platforms options available for people at no cost. You can get started. So now is the time to hop into having digital clones.
I love this. This is so exciting for me because yes, this is a discussion that I was having with someone, I think last week, and she was saying, no, AI is killing everything. And I was like, no, AI is augmenting us. It is making our relationships better because They are allowing us to communicate better and to communicate more, like more effectively.
I
And
mean, in your case, imagine if you had a digital clone and every one of your podcasts was uploaded into the brain, and you had a loyal follower who always watches and listens every week, but they missed last week's. Rather, and they're in a hurry. They could just go on, they see it's a guest they like and admire. So they could just go on to your clone and ask a question of, "Hey, Anna, tell me what Gary Vaynerchuk said on your show last week that is specific to," and then a specific example, and you could talk to them just in a minute or two, rather than them having to go through the whole show. So there's all kinds of added value there.
yes, I love how AI right now is making everything faster. I mean, our attention span is getting shorter and shorter. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a goldfish. I forget everything. But now with all this fastness in I'm gonna tell you how I use it. I have everything in AI, in AI platforms, in ChatGPT or Claude, whatever you want to call it. And if I forget something, I go and hey, did I talk about this? And the AI tells me, yes, you talked about that, but I'm very curious about your clones that you're talking about.
So I'm going to disagree with you respectfully on one aspect. Yes, people's attention spans can get shorter in some ways, but when you're talking about them, they're happy to talk all day long. I mean, you may have had a friend, you go out to lunch, they're happy to talk for an hour if it's about them. That is the beauty of a clone, is it allows the user to control the agenda, and it makes everything about them. Can I just give you a brief demonstration to give folks a sense of what I'm talking about? Because I do think that it would really resonate with them.
Yes,
And
actually, I think that you're touching a very important point in sales psychology. When you're talking about a product, for instance, and you're just talking to the general public, you don't get attention as easy as if you're making them feel special. And I'm talking to you, if this is resonating to you, and that's how you get their attention.
yeah.
So I agree 100% with that.
So let me just give a quick example. By the way, the clones now speak in any language virtually, but we'll just call my video clone. Anyone who wants to try this, they can do it for free. They don't even have to give an email address if they want to talk to my clone the first time. But it's very, very personal. I'll give you an example.
Hi, I'm TJ's clone. How may I help you?
Hi, TJ. My name is Anna. I'm going on CNBC tomorrow to talk about my technology AI podcast. I want to really stand out and have them offer me a guest contributor slot. What advice do you have for me, Anna, as I go on CNBC tomorrow?
Anna, going on CNBC is a fantastic opportunity to showcase your expertise and insights. Let's make sure you're ready to shine. First, focus on your key message. What is the one thing you want the audience to remember after your segment? Craft a clear.
So I'll stop it right there, but I think you can see that it's personalized to you. It's not just me giving generic information. The other thing it does is it lets you communicate with people in any language. I don't speak anything other than English, but let's
I speak
say
Spanish.
you speak Spanish. Okay, so
Yeah.
let's just do a little test there where let me get rid of this box here for a second. So again, I don't speak Spanish, but this clone, it's not perfect, but it speaks better than I do.
Hola. Soy el clon de TJ. ¿Cómo puedo ayudarte?
Hola, DJ. Mi problema es no tengo confidencial. ¿Por qué?
Hola. Entiendo que te sientas así. La falta de confianza puede surgir por varias razones. A menudo se trata de la falta de práctica y exposición. Una manera.
So it might be a little fast, but I think you get the sense there. It speaks a lot better than I do. And the beauty of this is it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If I'm asleep, the clone doesn't need a nap. If someone wants to speak to me in an Arabic language or Hungarian, They can speak to me in their language without having to filter everything through me. So that's what's exciting about it. Now, what it does also is it doesn't just answer questions. It will rehearse. So let's say someone's coming on your show tomorrow and they want to rehearse and actually get feedback. They can ask the clone to be Anna and ask questions about AI and do a whole interview and then critique their performance. You also get a video up at the end. You can rewatch it. You can grade yourself. You can get better and better. So that's how it really applies to me in my industry of communication skills training and personal development training. But I think this is going to be critically important for every single thought worker there is. If you have a LinkedIn page now, you're going to have a clone at some point. That's my prediction, because it's simply a more accessible way for people to find out about you than scrolling through a LinkedIn page or going through long FAQs on a website. They can just talk to you. Now, my clone has its own phone number. It has its own WhatsApp. You can text it. You can call it on a regular phone. You can access it on this website. So it's available in all sorts of formats to make it easy for people to access it. So that's, to me, what's so exciting about it. It's a way for me, just in the last few months, to be able to go from speaking to a billion English speakers in the world to all of a sudden about 7 of 8 billion people in the world I can now talk to in their language. So it really opens up the world. That's exciting.
That's super exciting. DJ, tell us about who you serve and how can people reach out to you?
The easiest way is to talk to my clone or me. All you have to do is go to tjwalker.ai. tjwalker.ai. And as a special thank you to your viewers, your listeners, I'm not selling this. I will give all of them a copy of my latest book, Building an Interactive Video Clone. All you have to do is go to my clone and ask for it, and I will email you a copy of the book. This is based on my course on how to make a clone. I should point out, I'm not the tech person. I am, once you've found a platform, and I happen to use one called Delphi, like the origin of Delphi, or Delphi, Delphi.ai. Once you have that, it walks you through step by step how to create your own digital clone. Now, if this were 2 years ago, step one would be go out and raise $500,000 of venture capital to hire a whole bunch of developers. Now you don't have to do that. That's what's exciting about it. It's accessible to consumers, sole proprietors, speakers, trainers, experts, coaches who don't want to spend a lot of money but are willing to invest a little time. You can build a clone these days with some programs for $0 out front. Mine cost me less than $10,000 a year to run it and do the video and everything. So it's now gotten to the point where it's very inexpensive to get into this game of interactive video clones.
Amazing. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, TJ Walker, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he's doing by visiting his clone at tjwalker.ai. Ask it for the Building an Interactive Video Clone video. Did I say it right?
Well, it's a book. It's an actual book. I'll send you the PDF version of it. Building an Interactive AI Video Clone.
AI video.
All you have to do is ask for it.
Perfect. If you're in a
business.
Thank
you, Anna.
Thank you, TJ Walker. This was super interesting. If you're in a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.